When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindsay Holiday here from History Tea Time. Today, I'm going to give you a peek at another podcast, Even the Royals. If you're a fan of my show, then I'm sure it will be right up your alley. How many times have you thought about what it would be like to be a king or queen? Well, if you listen to my podcast, then you know that there's a darker side to royalty. And that more often than not, life as a prince or princess is anything but a fairy tale. From the creators of Even the Rich comes a new podcast called Even the Royals, where hosts Brooke and Arisha pull back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world. Even the Royals covers everything from the stories you thought you knew, like Marie Antoinette, who was actually a victim of a viral propaganda campaign. What followed was a series of impossible-to-believe events that led to her eventual beheading. Or Catherine de' Medici. History branded her as a cold and power-obsessed manipulator and assumed she was responsible for one of the most devastating massacres in French history. But as an orphan, she spent her life as a powerless hostage. And her determination to rise to power and preserve her dynasty led her to some dark places and desperate measures. Royal status might be bright and shiny, but it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes your head. I'm about to play a clip from Even the Royals. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A quick note about our show. While some scenes are dramatized, we promise we did our homework and everything is based on facts. And a royal heads up, today's episode contains swearing that would have the royal court calling for our heads. Please be advised. It's 4 years later and the dead of winter. Marie Antoinette is at a masked ball in the heart of Paris. Partiers mix and mingle in the ballroom, eating, drinking, and getting their freak on. Let's just say there's dip for days.
I was gonna say, there better be dip.
The social pecking order has been wiped clean for the night as everyone slinks incognito behind their masks. Marie is at the center of it all, dressed to the nines. Her silk dress shimmers with jewels, and she's rocking a 3-foot updo.
Ooh.
Marie's filled the void of her family by doubling down on having fun. It's rubbed some courtiers the wrong way, but if she's going to be queen one day, she figures she might as well get the perks. Now, Louis is nowhere to be found. Honestly, he's probably back at Versailles, asleep by 10, as per usual. Parties are not his thing, and that's fine with Marie. She's here to have a blast, not let her sad sack of a husband spoil it.
Well, he might have gotten his first chest hair. You never know.
Yeah, that's something worth celebrating. And Marie, like me, is a great dancer.
Oh, boy.
She floats around in her satin slippers doing the Versailles glide, which is a move that makes it look like your feet never touch the ground. Mm. The who's who of Paris are all there, sipping on champagne and watching Marie make the dance floor her bitch. The tempo picks up and she starts to dance with a sexy guy in a purple mask. There's instant chemistry, and he matches her step for step. Marie feels her heart flutter as they catch eyes. Does she know him? It's impossible to say because he's wearing that stupid mask. And if a Cinderella story starring Hilary Duff taught us anything, It's that a simple mask over the eyes obscures your whole identity.
You know, Arisha, this is why we're best friends, because I immediately pictured that movie when you said this. So,
yeah.
On the same page.
I mean, it's a timeless classic.
It is.
Dancing with this mystery man makes Marie feel alive. The music finishes, and the mystery man bows to Marie. He gives her a look like, should we take this to the garden? But she pats his hand and rejoins her friends. She's not trying to start trouble. Besides, it's 3 a.m. and she's had enough fun for one night. And it's interesting because in all the movies about Marie Antoinette, you see her having these affairs with hot guys in tri-corner hats.
AKA pirate hats, which means they were just trying to get that booty, you know?
Oh, there it is. There it is. But in reality, Marie's actually pretty modest. I mean, at least by the standards of the French court. Now, that doesn't stop her from flirting, though. She's got to have fun somehow because Louis ain't doing the trick. The whole sexless marriage thing, it's still happening. In fact, it's been almost 5 years. And she and Louis still have not done the deed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's impressive, honestly.
Yeah, it is. It is. Especially if you think about, like, raging teenager hormones.
Exactly, yeah.
And honestly, there might as well be a Ring camera in her boudoir because everyone in France knows about their sexless marriage.
Ugh.
Yeah, ugh. The thing is, when you're the future queen, whatever does or doesn't go on in your bedroom is a matter of national importance. The stability of the country rests on the loins of a couple of teenagers who aren't vibing. With every passing year, the pressure rises. And of course, this being the 18th century, everyone assumes the problem lies with Marie. It's May 1774, and Marie is in her bedroom in Versailles. She's just stumbled in after another long night of partying. Her rouge is smudged, her hair is sticking out from under her wig, and she has serious champagne breath. Marie falls face first onto her bed, and that's when her head starts to pound. But then she realizes the pounding isn't just in her head. There's someone at the door. Louis rushes into the bedchamber. Now, Marie's annoyed. She's had a long night, and she just wants to sleep. But when she sees the tears in his eyes, she sits up. He can barely choke out the words. His grandfather, the King of France, has died.
Oh, no.
The news hits Marie hard, and her head really starts to pound. Her Louis is the next in line because his dad died about 10 years earlier. So if the king is gone, that means she just became queen. And she's not ready. Marie's finally gotten into a groove at court and stopped crying over her mom and her Austrian dog. She has friends and parties to go to every night. Being a princess is fun, but being a queen, that sounds hard.
Yeah, that's work.
Yeah, and who wants to do work?
No one, yeah.
Louis starts to lose it, and Marie's heart goes out to him. Even though they're still pretty much strangers, she knows firsthand how hard it is to say goodbye to your family before you're ready. So she takes Louis's hand, and they both fall to their knees and pray together. She puts on a brave face, but it's hard not to let her fear take over. Because now the clock to produce an heir is really ticking. Queens who don't have babies have a way of getting disposed of.
Oh no.
The thoughts and shivers through Marie's body. But she has to find a way to push those fears aside. Because at the young age of 19 years old, Marie Antoinette becomes Queen of France, whether she's ready or not.
Love history but hate when it's stuffy and boring? Well, look no further and join me, Katie Charlwood, your friend, the neighborhood social scientist and reader of books, as I delve into unsolved historical mysteries, murders by gaslight, and of course, women who have been misrepresented through all time. On Who Did What Now, the history podcast that's not your history class. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.